Hello and welcome to the Personal Today Friday podcast. I'm Tara Craig and I'm joined by Mike Berry. Coming up, we hear how the recession has affected HR salaries and what pay awards HR can expect in 2010. And we look at the CIPD's annual report and its implications for the organisation. But first, the news. Scientists have warned that a swine flu pandemic could cost the UK economy £72 billion. A report published in the British Medical Journal claimed that a high fatality pandemic would cut gross domestic product by £55.5 billion to £72.3 billion. BBC HR chief Lucy Adams has defended the corporation's reward strategy after senior salaries came under fire. Adams said that the BBC couldn't have a remuneration strategy driven by public opinion. The PPMA has advised councils to set up in-house mediation services in the run-up to next year's local authority budget cuts. PPMA President Gillian Hibbert called in-house mediation services a no-brainer. You can read these and other news stories in full on personaltoday.com. A new survey is set to reveal details of how HR salaries and benefits have fared during the recession. Expert HR editors David Shepherd and Mark Crail discuss the details.
What's happened to the salaries of the HR practitioners themselves?
We are seeing a fall in the rate of salary increases. The median this year for basic salaries has been 3.8% increase. That's considerably lower than it has been in previous years. It still seems quite a healthy figure, but when you look at basic salaries plus bonuses, we find that the median there drops to just 0.8%, and that's certainly very, very low indeed.
So bonuses right down this last year then?
Bonuses right down, and in fact, when you look at some senior salary levels, you find that people have actually had pay cuts in some instances.
So you're saying that some HR managers have seen their salary actually fall over the past year. Now, we know that pay freezes are very common. In fact, it's the most common pay award at the moment, according to the IRS pay data bank. But pay cuts are actually relatively rare. So what accounts for the pay cuts among HR managers?
Well, it's important to be aware that these are very small decreases. Typically, we're talking less than 1%. And I think there are two factors at play here. The first is, if you look back at earlier recessions, the early 1980s, the early 1990s, inflation was running at a much higher rate. Therefore, just to stand still in real terms, salaries still had to increase. Now, at present, we have deflation, we have falling prices. So even a pay freeze means actually you're better off this year than you were last year. So a pay cut of a very small amount actually doesn't have that much of an impact on your actual standard of living. The second thing we need to look at here is, of course, that while basic pay has gone up by 3.8%, bonuses have gone up by much less than that. And so it's quite possible that the bonuses here are being consolidated into basic pay. What people were having as a bonus is now being put into their pay packet as an expectation.
Have you got any evidence about or any forecasts about what's going to happen to HR salaries next year?
Yes, we have. We asked the organisations taking part in this what they expected to happen in their next pay round. Now, at the median, they're telling us that they're expecting a pay settlement of 1.3%. Interestingly enough, they're also saying that their pay bill is going to stay absolutely flat at zero. So that 1.3% is going to have to be found from somewhere, and you do wonder whether that means there are likely to be more redundancies to come in the year ahead.
And finally, the $6 million question. Can you share with us some nuggets from the survey? For example, I'd be quite interested to know what the average salary, the average basic salary for a UK HR director is.
I'm sure a lot of HR practitioners want to know what their boss is earning. Now, we've found that across the UK as a whole, an HR director can expect to earn £140,000 as a basic salary, and that rises with bonuses and other payments to around £185,000.
And how about an HR department head?
OK, so slightly lower down the organisation, across the whole UK, HR department head can probably get a basic salary of around £60,000.
You can watch an extended video version of that interview at experthr.co.uk. And the full results of the survey will be available exclusively to Expert HR subscribers at experthr.co.uk/job-pricing. Mike, you've been taking a look at the CIPD's annual report this week. What leapt out at you?
Well, the CIPD has been affected, like other organisations, quite heavily by the recession. Profits at its commercial arm, which is CIPD Enterprises Limited, that runs its courses and conferences and publishing businesses, profits there have halved. They're down 51% year on year. That's for 2008-2009. The company made a profit of 1.41 million in the year ending 30th of June 2009, and that's compared to 2.87 million the previous year. Now, all that profit just goes straight into straight back to the institute itself. And turnover dropped from 20.3 million to 17.7 million in 2009. The main reason for that being the decline in revenue from its People Management magazine. And as a result of that pressure on its finances, listeners will know that the CIPD has made some cost savings. It's made 41 people redundant earlier in the year, and as well as freezing pay and cutting staff benefits as well.
Was there anything in the report about Jackie Orme's remuneration package?
Yes, it did. Now, listeners will remember that Jackie Orme's pay has been the subject of much controversy in recent months, and she was paid £327,000 in 2009. That included a bonus, a variable performance bonus, of £57,000. She also enjoyed pension contributions of nearly £50,000 and benefits in kind totalling £14,000. So add that all together, a total package was just a shade over £400,000, which is only slightly less than her predecessor, Jeff Armstrong, was paid in his final year in charge.
So she still got this bonus despite the fact they laid 41 people off and profits are much down.
Well, that's right. I mean, the CRPD board said that she was paid a bonus for meeting some strict performance targets. I guess one of those targets must have been to reduce overheads, reduce costs at the Institute. She's done that. And the bonus, however controversial it may seem, has been awarded. And we'll wait to see how the Institute fares in the next financial year.
Thank you, Mike. Well, that's it from this week's podcast. Thank you for listening. Remember to go online to check the latest news and views from the HR community at hrspace.co.uk. That's hrspace.co.uk. Until next week, goodbye.